putting the pier to work. Commonwealth Pier was built to impress, but primarily to accommodate large ships carrying cargo and passengers. For decades after its completion in 1914, the pier responded to changing demands and new technology with incremental improvements. The shift to container ships and air travel inspired reinventions to suit purposes that were totally unimagined when the pier was built. There are four images on the sign, each depicting one of the primary uses of the pier. At the left is a photo of a ship docked at Commonwealth Pier, with longshoremen unloading bundles of wool. This photo illustrates the pier's use for cargo handling. The importance of cargo was evident in Commonwealth Pier's design. Most of the two-story shed space that ran the length of the pier was devoted to handling and storing freight. Rail tracks alongside each shed made for easy transfer of goods onto rail cars. Electric-powered winches helped longshoremen load and offload ships. When trucking replaced rail in the 1950s, the tracks were removed and the sheds combined under one roof. Cotton, wool, and hides, to supply New England's textile and shoemaking industries, dominated early imports. Later, general cargo was supplemented by refrigerated vessels bringing perishable goods and car carriers delivering foreign automobiles. Commonwealth Pier served as one of Boston's most important freight terminals into the early 1970s when container ships rendered its facilities obsolete. At the top center is a photo of the large troop ship USS Agamemnon arriving in Boston April 7, 1919. Lifeboats hang off the upper deck. Hundreds of servicemen from the 26th Yankee Division cram both decks as the ship prepares to dock at Commonwealth Pier. The script at the bottom of the photo notes the vessel was formerly German liner Kaiser Wilhelm II. This photo illustrates the pier's use for the war effort during World Wars I and II. During World War I, freight operations continued at Commonwealth Pier. However, passenger traffic ceased when the pier's head house and passenger facilities were taken over for a Navy receiving station in 1917. The station eventually housed 6,000 sailors who slept in hammocks as they would aboard ship. They were trained in seamanship and occupied during leisure hours with a gym, library, and soda fountain. It was here the 1918 influenza pandemic first appeared in the U.S., overwhelming the sick bay and spreading to civilians within days. War's end brought troop transport ships bursting with returning soldiers, such as the troop ship depicted on this sign. During World War II, the pier's ample freight facilities served as a naval supply station. After the war, displaced persons from across Europe arrived at Commonwealth Pier to rebuild their lives. Below the troop ship image is a photo of Girl Scouts walking their bicycles across the gangway to board a ship at Commonwealth Pier. Each smiling Girl Scout is waving her white-gloved right hand while holding onto the bike with her left. Some 20 men, who likely helped with baggage and the bikes, watch from the pier. This photo illustrates the pier's use for seafaring passengers. In May 1913, Commonwealth Pier welcomed its first passengers to facilities designed to accommodate business and leisure passengers in one area and immigrants in another. A balcony allowed well-wishers to greet arriving and departing ships. Immigrant facilities provided ample space for examination lines, charitable societies, and a detention room. These features led officials to suggest, unsuccessfully, that the pier become Boston's centralized immigration station. Hamburg American, the White Star Line, and others served transatlantic passengers here for years. In this photo, Winchester Girl Scouts board Neptunia, bound for a European cycling trip. As late as the 1970s, an occasional passenger liner still docked here. The final image is an aerial photograph of two luxury liner ships docked on either side of Commonwealth Pier. The ships take up almost the entire length of the pier. This photo illustrates the pier's use as the Seaport World Trade Center and captures the many passenger liners that docked here for decades. By the 1970s, Commonwealth Pier had fallen into decline. Massport, the pier's owner, selected Fidelity Investments and Drew Company to transform the site. A cavernous space built to handle seaborne freight became a modern building with an exhibition center, amphitheater, and offices. Completed in 1986, this early private sector project sparked the area's later development as the Seaport District. Events like the NE Business Conference and Bio-IT World attracted regional and national visitors, while others, like the Boston Boat Show, drew local crowds. The 1987 Deck World Digital Equipment's User Conference took advantage of the pier's excellent docking by engaging luxury liners Queen Elizabeth II and Oceania to house 2,000 conference attendees on site. Whenever Boston hosts tall ships from around the world, several dock here for visitors to board. In the 2020s, the pier was reimagined once again, creating an engaging 21st-century, climate-resilient building that enhances waterfront access as never before.